we gather with grateful hearts to commemorate one of the most defining moments in our country's history. Emancipation Day is a celebration of freedom won. It is a solemn remembrance of the journey endured. It is an opportunity to honor those whose courage, whose sacrifice, and resilience transformed unimaginable suffering in the legacy of hope. This year's theme, Remembering the Journey, Embracing Freedom, reminds us that freedom is both our inheritance and, of course, Cliffs and Cavers, our responsibility. We remember the journey not to relive the pain, but to ensure that the lessons of our past continue to shape the character of our future. But I must say, Granter, it filled my heart as we walked the streets this morning. We passed the Odd Fellows Lodge. We passed the Benevolent Hall, Mary Prince Slade Quarters, and here we are today at Emancipation Square. These spaces bring back memories of the struggles of those who came before us. And today, indeed, we remember their journey as we embrace our freedom.
Last time I was here, I gave a history lesson on Mary Prince, and it is a good book, and I hope that they have it in the schools. When she talked about her time in Grand Terre, I spoke last time about how she said how dreaded the salt ponds were, to work in the salt ponds. And it's just fitting that we are looking at it right here today. So I want us to really remember the past. And sometimes just close your eyes and try and feel what they felt.
History is not something we should only celebrate once a year. History must be preserved. History must be documented. History must be taught. Most importantly, history must be passed from one generation to another. Every day, we lose another elder. We lose another living library. Their stories cannot remain untold. We must intentionally sit with them, listen to them, record their experience, write their stories, and preserve their wisdom before it is too late.